Well, dear friends, please turn with me in your Bibles to the Gospel according to John, chapter 10. The Gospel according to John, chapter 10, and verse 3. John chapter 10, verse 3. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And our subject this morning is the voice of Christ. The voice of Christ. Well, these words, verse 3, are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. They're part of a parable here at the beginning of chapter 10 of John's Gospel. Not a long parable, a short parable, and we read it earlier. But in order to understand the parable a little better, well, we just need to give a little bit of context, and I do this very briefly. In those times, in Palestine, in Judea, around 2,000 years ago, well, shepherds were over their flocks. We know these things very clearly and very well, especially at this time of year, the shepherds watching over their flocks. And very often, the shepherds at night would lead their sheep to a sheepfold to protect them from robbers and thieves and wild beasts. The sheep would be taken to a sheepfold with high railings and walls to guard them. And at the sheepfold there would be a porter, and the porter would guard all the sheep throughout the night. And then in the morning the shepherd would come and knock at the door, and the porter would open up, and the shepherd would call to his sheep, and the sheep within the fold, well, they would hear the voice of their shepherd, they would respond, and they would come out. And that is what happened in those times, and this is what this parable is alluding to. The Lord Jesus Christ mentions the sheepfold in verse 1. And mentions those who knock at the door, verse 2. He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And verse 3, to him the porter within the sheepfold opens the door, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. So that's the context, just to help you a little. But this parable, well, it's told to the disciples, but the Lord Jesus Christ himself identifies himself as the shepherd in the parable. If we read verse 11 in this chapter, the Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He is the shepherd of the parable, but his flock, of course, the people who hearken to his voice, are not sheep. They are men, women, and children who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who hear the gospel call, who hear the Lord Jesus, who hear the word of God, and respond to him, to that great voice, the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is our theme this morning. So important, so precious, so wonderful. Well, the voice of each and every one of us is important and precious. The human voice, well, it is so beautiful and means so much to every single one of us. We have Christmas just a few days away, just around the corner, and I'm sure many of you are receiving cards from people, perhaps from relatives overseas, from distant lands, people you don't really get to see very much. And it's very nice to receive cards, written cards from loved ones. But how much better it is if you receive a phone call, if you actually get a call and you hear their voice. Yes, cards are good, I'm not saying they're bad, but they're words written on paper. When you actually hear somebody's voice, you get a phone call, well, that's alive. It's somebody's voice. How many times have you rung somebody up and the person on the other end has been so delighted and they say to you, oh, how good it is to hear your voice. The voice is so precious to each and every one of us, and the voice of the Lord is no different. The voice is unique for each and every one of us. Well, the human voice, of course, is unique. We could speak at length about the human voice, how wonderful it is, how wonderful human speech is, how the vocal tracts are used, the voice box, the larynx, and so forth, how the vocal cords vibrate and all the anatomy of it. It's so wonderful, it's so unique. There's nothing else in creation that has speech like we do. We don't just speak, we can laugh and cry, we can scream, we can whisper, we can increase the amplitude, the frequency of our voices. That's unheard of anywhere else. We are unique in this world. Animals can't get near it. I know we're used to watching Disney films where animals can speak with human voices, but in the real world, they can't come anywhere near it. Human voice, human speech is unique. But aside from all the scientific stuff, voices are unique to each and every one of us. Your voice, of course, is unique to yourself. Nobody will ever have your voice again. When great singers pass away, or popular singers pass away, and all the tributes are made to them, well, very often it's the voice, the loss of the voice, that is mourned. We'll never hear that voice again, the voice of that great singer. Sometimes it's the voice that we mourn over the most. We'll never hear that voice ever again, never hear those words, never hear that voice singing a new song. It's sometimes the voice that we miss the most. Sometimes the voice is more popular and more famous than the person itself. And well, if we have lost loved ones, well, sometimes it's their voice that we think of the most when we remember them. The voice is so intimately connected to the person, so intimately connected with the person. The voice perhaps is the most constant thing about us. Our looks, our appearances can vary very much from year to year. But generally speaking, the voice doesn't change so much. The voice is very easily recognizable and identifiable, no matter how old you are, generally speaking. It's unique to you. And so the voice, I just want to bring these few things up just to place this in our minds, how wonderful and how beautiful the voice is. But the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ is our subject. And that, of course, is unique. There's never been a voice like the Lord Jesus Christ. It's unique in so many special ways. Of course, the primary, the principal way that the voice of the Lord is unique is because it's the voice of God. Of course, it's the voice of God. When we hear the Lord Jesus Christ speaking, it is God himself speaking to us. Christ is not simply a prophet who has been moved by the Holy Spirit to speak to us. This is God himself. God made manifest in the flesh, the incarnate God. When he speaks, his voice, well, it is the divine voice, the voice of God. And because it is the divine voice, well, his voice will never die. We've just spoken about how when people die, great singers, well, the voice dies with them. But Christ's voice never dies. The voice of God, well, it will never pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. This is an eternal voice, a divine voice, and an eternal one, the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. The voice of Christ has unique power. It has unique power. The voice of Christ, well, this voice can change people entirely. The voice of Christ, it can transform people. It can make them to become new people, new creations. It's only the voice of Christ that can do that. Well, we know so many testimonies of people who once they heard the voice of Christ in their lives, well, they changed completely. They turned from cruel people into kind people, from selfish people into generous people, from very proud people to very humble people. What caused them to change? They heard a voice, not just any voice, the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is tremendous power in the voice of Christ. Power to change people to the uttermost. Power to change an unspiritual person into a spiritual person. Somebody who was once unspiritual suddenly has the ability to pray, to read the Word of God and to understand it. An unspiritual person into a spiritual person. Why is that? Well, the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is a spiritual voice. It is a spiritual voice. When we talk about hearing the voice of Christ, it's not a voice we hear with our ears. Now, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was here on earth, he had a voice. He spake wonderful, tremendous things from his voice. Wonderful things that came forth. No man ever spake like this man, we read in the scriptures. Glorious things came out of his voice. But well, his voice, the voice that we read of here, it's a spiritual voice that we're talking about. The voice that he had on earth, well, it was limited. He only spoke to limited crowds of people in a small part of the Roman Empire in Judea. Only small amounts of people when he was here on earth. But now that he has risen, ascended up on high, his voice can reach millions of people around the world. And his voice can be applied directly to the soul. That's the spiritual voice that we speak of. When Christ was manifest in the flesh, well, he spoke Aramaic. We believe he must have been able to speak Hebrew and Greek even. But now, with his spiritual voice, he can speak to people no matter what their language, no matter what tribe, tongue, or nation they are from. He can speak to everybody. It's a spiritual voice, you see. It's not limited by earthly language and all these things. You can hear the voice of Christ even when you're on your own. You don't need to hear anything with your ears. The voice of Christ comes to the soul. That's how we hear it. I know and I remember when I was seeking the Lord Jesus Christ, when I was saved, I purposed in my heart not to go to a church. I didn't want to go to a church to seek God. I wanted to do it all by myself. If I want to find God, I'm going to do it by myself. And often I'd be sat in my room at home, and everything would be silent. Perhaps I would read from the Word of God. Perhaps I would pray. But I didn't hear any other voice with my ears. But you know, there was one voice I heard very clearly. It was the voice of Christ speaking to me, applied to my soul. That's the voice that we hear. That voice of Christ that was saying to me, those things that you read of in the Bible, they're true. Those things that we read of Christ, that he is the eternal Son of God, they are true. You have to take them seriously. You have to respond to them. You have to respond to them as soon as you can. There was that voice speaking to me. And that was the voice of Christ. Not a voice I heard with my ears, but a voice that was directly applied to my soul. So that is the voice of Christ when we read of it here in the scriptures, and particularly in this parable. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. But then we continue in verse 3. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. He calls his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Christ always calls to us. This is the nature of his voice to us. It is a great call. In the gospel age, when Christ speaks, it is always an invitation. It is always, come, come and know me. Christ never sends people away. Christ never says to us in the gospel age, go away from me. I don't want anything to do with you. Stay away as far as you can. He never says that to us. He always calls people to himself. No matter what we have done, no matter how great our sin may be in our lives, Christ always calls us, always invites us to come and to know his salvation. And this is a tremendous thing. But notice how he calls us. He calls his own sheep by name. By name. And this is wonderful. When he calls us by name. He calls us personally. He calls us as individuals. That is the way he calls us. You know, there's always a temptation when we come into the house of God. Always a temptation to think, well, the pastor is preaching, but you know, this message is for somebody else. It's not for me. It's not for my ears. This message, whatever this person is saying, oh, it's somebody else that this is applicable to. I don't need to listen to this at all. But you know, when the voice of Christ comes to us, that speaks to us personally. And you can't avoid it. I cannot speak to you personally. A pastor, a preacher, can't speak to you by name. When I preach, I don't call out individuals by name. But when you hear the voice of Christ applied to the soul, you know that it applies to you personally. And you can't avoid it. That's the great difference. Then you start to feel that great conviction of sin. You hear the voice of Christ and you're suddenly reminded of all the things that you have done in your life. All the times that you have sinned. And you know that you need salvation. You hear the voice of Christ calling you to repentance. Calling you to draw near to God, calling you to confess your sin so that you may be saved. These things we only hear when we hear the voice of Christ calling you by name. Dear friends, we have to ask ourselves, have we ever had that experience, that personal call upon us? Not just a preacher preaching, but you knew that Christ was directly addressing you and calling you to come to salvation, calling his own sheep by name. You know the names of all those who have heard the voice of Christ and hearkened to it. The names of all those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, well, they will be read out at the very last day. On the day of judgment, we read that those names will be read out. Those names will be written in the book of life. Read out at the last day, the names of each and every one who knew and understood what Christ did. who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. They believed that he came down from heaven to earth and went to the cross at Calvary. And there he took upon himself the punishment for sin in their place, that they may be forgiven. All those who believe in those things, their names will be read out. It's like in a schoolroom, in a classroom, when a teacher reads out all the names of the children, all the names of those who ought to be there, who belong in that classroom. Well, at the very end of time, all the names of those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, God will know them. God will know who they are. He will read them all out, and they will be saved. Well, again, we have to ask, and we know all of this in our own hearts. Will our names be written in the book of life? When that roll call will be read out, will your name be with it? All those who are not in the book of life, all those who refuse to believe, well, what happens to them? All those who are not written in the Lamb's book of life, well, they will be eternally lost. That's what the scripture tells us. They'll be eternally lost. They are thrown, cast into a lake of fire. And all because they did not hearken to the voice of the gospel. How sad is that? They didn't hear the personal voice of the Lord. They didn't want to. And they will be cast into everlasting loss. Those people who do not want a personal salvation, and perhaps there are some people here, they don't want a personal walk with the Lord. Those people who don't want a personal salvation, well, they will receive a very personal judgment. A very personal judgment. God will be the judge who searches our hearts, who sees all the things that we've done. And oh, our judgment will be most personal on that day. We can't think, when we hear of the judgment, that, well, the judgment is for everybody else and not for us. No, the judgment will be very personal for us. So we have to seek the Lord Jesus Christ. He calls his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. He leads them out of judgment. He leads them out of death and out of hell. He leads all his people out from bondage to sin, sins that we struggled with all our lives. He leads us into victory. He leads us by green pastures, we read. He leads us to peace. Peace because we know that we are right with God. Peace because we know that all our sins are forgiven. These are all the things that the Lord Jesus Christ leads us into. The sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Well, dear friends, this is a tremendous theme. I must begin to draw to conclusion. But we all know that there are many people in this world who do not love the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, who have never heard it, never heard the personal voice of Christ in their lives. But it's not just unbelievers who are like that. It is my fear that there are many people who call themselves Christians who have never truly heard the personal voice of Christ in their lives. And that is so very sad. And I have to appeal to you if you are like that. I remember when I was younger, when I was unsaved, well, I used to buy quite a lot of records. And these were in the days when records, they weren't MP3s or even CDs. They were vinyl records, 7-inch vinyls. And, well, some of you will know this. On a vinyl, you would have an A side and a B side. And the A side would normally be the song that you know and love. The B side would quite often be an instrumental track. It would be the same track as the A side, but it wouldn't have the vocals. It wouldn't have the voice. And of course, suffice to say that the B side was never very good. The track without the voice, well, it was just bland. It was empty. You would never know what the song was actually about. The song seems to lose its meaning if you don't have the vocals, if you don't have the lyrics. There seemed to be no meaning to the song. You'd always stick on the A side. You'd never play the B side. It was empty and without meaning. But I fear that many people, well, their lives, their Christian lives, they're like the B side of that track. They come to church, they go through the motions, but their religion, their spirituality is empty. It's meaningless. They don't really know why they're doing it anymore. It gets to a stage, why do I come to church? Why do I sing the hymns? They don't really know. And why is that? Well, because they've never heard the personal voice of Christ in their lives. They don't have that personal relationship with Him, that personal communion. And that is a terrible thing. It's an empty thing. It's meaningless. It's worthless. So, dear friends, we have to examine ourselves and see whether we are truly in the faith. Don't be a B-side Christian, if I can put it in that way. Know and hear the voice of the Lord. Know that personal relationship. Pray to God, may I know Christ as my Savior. May my name be named at the end of time when that roll call is read out. May I have that voice of assurance that I am Christ's and He is mine. To Him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear His voice, and He calleth His own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Christ is the good shepherd. May He be the shepherd of our souls, each and every one. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, our gracious God, our loving Father in heaven, O Lord, we do pray that we may each one hear the voice of our dear Saviour speaking to us even now in this time of prayer. Bless us, O Lord, as individuals, that we may walk closely with Thee. And O Lord, how we pray that each and every one of our names, all those who are present here, may be present at the very end, may be in attendance, and may be on the Lord's side. Lord, we ask all these things in our Saviour's name and for His sake. Amen.